Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, brought to you by Dr. Fred Bell and Paradigm on July 25th, 2010. Anybody out there seen my little wet hen? Anyway, we're going to have a great educational rebroadcast here coming right up. You know, Dr. Bell, he's quite a radio kind of guy.
Separated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed are solely...
We're going to be just like throwing a little of our fellowship music on, and then we're going to be coming on air.
729-603. Now, Health, Science, and Energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
There you go.
Hi there, everybody. Back on the East Coast. This is Dr. Fred Bell calling you from the West Coast with the Health, Science, and Energy Show. Last week, as those of you that remember...
We're doing the East Coast and the West Coast and all around the world tonight.
And we talked about the intervention, and we talked about the cover-up, and a lot of interesting ET information. But now we're going to start talking about the science, and what the science is all about, and what we have learned from extraterrestrial science. And today's topic is going to be basically... going into nutrition. The Pleiadians taught us a long time ago about science and the fact that man has been locked up on the biochemical level of the body for too long. That means that, you know, we have a tendency not to look at the other parts of what causes the body to function as a whole. Number one, for example, besides the biochemistry body, the biochemical body, which is the cell body, the organ body, and which involves, you know, drugs when you put medical treatments, it involves nutrition when you take vitamins, food type groups. Some people are vegetarians, some are fruitarians, these kinds of things. That's the biochemical part of it. But also, before that, there's an intelligence in the electrical body. Man has a body of electricity that's just as important as the physical body or the biochemical body. And before that, he has what's called an electrical precursing body. So we have three bodies of energy to deal with in our physical bodies, and most people are only dealing with one. Did you ever wonder, for example, why some people go in for a therapy or a treatment from a holistic physician or a regular physician, and the doctor puts you on a diet and maybe nutrition, prescribes a few things, and this only works for one person? If two people go in with the same symptoms, the same problem, they require different therapies. That's because science has not been addressing the electrical and precursing body. I'm going to read from this article that I'm in the process of putting together for some magazines out here to give you an idea of the scope of nutrition. Nutrition, advanced nutrition, consciousness, health, and freedom is what I'm calling this article. I'm just going to read a couple pages of it to give you an idea of where we're coming from on this. Although vitamins and supplements have been made available over-the-counter to the general public since the 1950s, the public in general only recently has begun to appreciate their value to health, well-being, and vitality. Likewise, formulators consisting of lay people, biochemists, research, and doctors have only begun to grasp the true reality of a whole spectrum of vitamins, enzymes, coenzymes, proteins, and herbs that are being discovered and rediscovered or created. The ancient Eastern cultures still cloak in great secrecy powerful legendary healing and consciousness-raising herbs. Scientists and researchers are catapulting forward with concoctions such as ester C, chromium picolinate, DHEA, and coenzyme Q. But is anyone getting a grip on what is really necessary? How much and when? What is considered too much, too little, excess, or toxic? What is the difference between the effects of synthetic and natural vitamins? What kind of ingredients translate the nutritional value to the physical human body, the vitality body, and the aura field? Do all people have the same nutritional needs, or is there some small or large vacillation between the needs of various societies? Once a person finds a system that works, does it work the same, always, or change? This author does not pretend to have all the answers, maybe even none of them, but he is not afraid, after traveling the world as an environmentalist, and preaching and practicing preventive medicine lecturing, at least have a voice of a few questions based on practical experience. Secondly, and this is a really important that we're going to be talking about a lot on this show over this period of time. Secondly come the politics. Why do we have so many governmental regulatory concerns? Truth in labeling, restrictions and sanctions. Not only does this country have an FDA, but so does Japan, Germany, England, Canada, and many others have an equivalent. After touring 15 years as a main speaker in this country with a group of nutritional freedom fighters known as the National Health Federation, I was aghast when I went abroad to find the same, and in most cases even greater suppression of freedom of choices for nutritional and health care. Then there are not so nice government experiments conducted to the naive populace. The more popular ones come up in history during World War II with Joseph Mengele and the Third Reich seeking the creation of the ultimate Aryan race to reign during the Thousand Years of Reich. The popular inoculation of 1 million citizens at Mobile, Alabama in 1960 with a cancer virus under the auspices of a polio vaccination. Okay, let me just finish this article. What about the notorious Langley, Virginia experiment that bred a cattle bovine virus with a sheep Vishnu virus that was injected in 2,000 homosexuals in 1978 in San Francisco under the auspices of hepatitis B vaccine? Strangely enough, all parties died and AIDS was discovered. And how currently is the current Clinton administration going to live down the fact that many prisoners and civilians alike were injected or exposed to large amounts of radiation? Have things really changed since the Great Inquisition? Or merely have we gotten more high-tech operatives and operate under greater security, secrecy? So this is the kind of stuff that we're going to be going into in nutrition, and this is something that we really need to start looking at on a big picture to really understand. So now I understand we have a caller on the line.
Vitamins or nutrients or nutrition in regard to the auric body or the subtle body as related to Kundalini yoga?
Sure, I will. I'll be getting into that, but basically right now, when you look at, first of all, the creation of the aura field is created when the nerves, what are called synapses in the brain, fire off electronic impulses. And this is done by the secretion of hormones into the bloodstream. When these hormones arrive at the receptor sites in the brain, it fires off nerve impulses. These nerve impulses are electrically conducting electricity, which is also coming from a solution, like an electrolyte, in the base of the brain. And this then goes down through the spine, and when it goes down through the spine, through 72,000 wires, it creates an electronic or a magnetic field at right angles with the different synapses and nerves going through the body. This is called the aura field. Now the body has to change its polarity. In other words, it has to synapse at a very high rate of speed in the brain. And the perceptual response that humans have in their five senses is a byproduct of the synapsing speed that's capable in a human being. Some people are capable of higher speeds than others, oftentimes due to nutrition. So what happens is, this creates an aura field, which then goes up and down the body. And what happens is nutrition, like vitamins, for example, and I'll get into the different ones, vitamins cause the aura field to become strong and wholesome. And if you start taking, for example, aura photography of synthetic vitamins versus natural vitamins, you'll see that synthetic vitamins have no aura field. As a matter of fact, synthetic vitamins, when you put them in your body, steal the nutritional values of natural vitamins that are already there. And this is one of the big things the establishment wants to do, is to get synthetic market vitamins on the market, which destroys the body's consciousness, because there's a whole program going on worldwide to destroy consciousness, to make people blind to what really is going on. Natural vitamins, on the other hand, have a tendency to feed the aura field, to feed nutritionally through the whole system. And when this field is properly fed, the Kundalini field starts to rise. Now, a lot of people don't understand what the Kundalini field is. When you look at the capillary system in the body, is basically called the endocrine glands, which are seven different endocrine glands. And These endocrine glands respond by vibration, sounds, lights, colors, magnetism, the moon, stellar fields, you know, there was fields from the stars. They all respond by the energies of these different vibratory frequencies. Around these organs, in other words, what makes them respond physically, are a series of ganglia known as the vagus nerve, or by the Eastern people, they call it the chakra system. And each system works in a direction of clockwise to counterclockwise. And the combination of these clockwise and counterclockwise motions creates what is known as a yin and yang field that's moved up and down the spinal cord. When you consciously get in touch with this field, it's called raising the kundalini. And when the kundalini raises, the cerebral spinal fluid also raises, going up through the spinal cord. And when it goes up through the spinal cord, it changes the resistance of the nerves to amounts of electricity coming from the brain to circulate through the body. In other words, raising the kundalini field causes the electrical circulation, not the physical like the blood, but the electrical circulation to become a lot easier for the brain. So the brain has to do less work and the body gets more response. And that's what the kundalini field is all about. We'll get more into that later on.
Will you discuss later about the nutritional aspects of how to influence the kundalini and how to better give nutrition to the auric field, please?
Oh, yeah. That's all. When we get into that, we'll be talking about the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay, well, thank you for your expertise. I've studied this a long time, and I'm very impressed with your expertise.
Well, thank you.
Good day.
Okay. So we had our first caller there this morning, and that was fun. And so anyway, getting back into the body now, we've got to not only, first of all, you've got to understand, as we move through the universe right now, we've got different cycles that we're dealing with here. And of course, we've got the moon, the full moon, the new moon cycle. We're in the full moon cycle now. The body is affected by the full moon cycle. As I was saying last week, the crime rate goes up all over the world. And in Turkey, they have 1,000-year-old laws to compensate or correct for this field, meaning that if you were to commit a crime during a full moon in Turkey and some of those other Eastern countries, you would get a certain leniency for your crime. It doesn't mean, you know, we go out and commit a crime during a full moon, but typically it does, especially in the non-spiritual being. And if you look at how the moon reacts to the earth, the moon causes the tides to change. And during a full moon, you have your high tide, and your new moon, you have your lower tide. And so during the month, we have 30 different tide cycles that goes on between the ocean and the beaches. Same thing happens in the body. The body is mostly water, and the water, of course, is measured by scientists as surface tension. If you were standing, for example, on a certain day looking at out over the ocean, or standing on a hill looking at something, and somebody come up behind you and said "boo" and scared you, you might just turn around and say "hi, how are you doing?" Or on another day, somebody comes up behind you and sneaks up and says "boo," you might jump out of your skin and say, "Why did you scare me like that?" Same type of day, you know, same type of environment, but entirely different reaction to the same situation. This is because our surface tension is changing. In a human body, for example, the surface tension changes a lot between the new moon and the full moon, and the old reactionary period changes. This then goes right back to the chakras and the response of frequency or vibration into the actual human body itself. Now, the body is 5% minerals, and this 5% minerals controls 95% of your metabolism. So the first thing that we need to get into our system to make it function properly are minerals. Minerals occur on three different frequencies. Minerals come in on a low frequency, minerals come in on a middle frequency, minerals come in on a high frequency, and they work through three separate nervous systems simultaneously. Low-frequency minerals, such as iron and manganese and zinc, start to work with a low-frequency. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you lacking energy halfway through the day? Do you want to lose weight? Try Super Nutrition. The Super Nutrition vitamins and minerals include trace minerals from the clay of an ancient and natural seabed, chromium picolinate, spirulina, aloe vera, and a powerful herbal complex in an all-natural organic formula. Florida Super Nutrition, Pyridine's full spectrum vitamin and trace mineral system. Call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603 for Super Nutrition. 1-800-729-2603. The increase of productivity is of imminent concern in industry. Today, 6 out of 10 companies are increasing productivity without adding to fixed costs by implementing incentive programs for their employees. With such programs, employers raise morale as well as the company's profit margin. One of the most productive of these bonus programs belongs to Lincoln Electric, a Cleveland manufacturer of arc welding products and industrial electric motors, celebrating their 100th anniversary. For 61 years, their incentive management system has allowed them to truly create a win-win situation. Mr. Dick Sabo, assistant to the CEO of Lincoln Electric, is in great demand as an industry speaker, giving over 40 talks per year on a broad range of subjects, highlighting his expertise in management and motivational techniques. Mr. Sabo gives regular seminars in incentive management free of charge at their facility in Cleveland, Ohio. If you're interested in motivating employees and increasing production in your company, call 216-383-2226. That's 216-383-2226.
Hi, I'm Tony Freitas of JKL Engineering. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Thursdays on WALE for the JKL Engineering Show. We'll talk about carrier high-efficiency gas heating and air conditioning systems. We'll also discuss local issues. And you can even win a gift certificate to any Chalo's restaurants. So join me 6 to 7 p.m. every Thursday, you know, the day after Wednesday, for the JKL Engineering Show, right here on 990 AM WALE, all talk, all the time.
We're talking to you, Pawtucket. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
One of the most important low-frequency minerals is calcium. All the low-frequency minerals work through what's called the autonomic nervous system, meaning once that the brain generates its electricity, the electricity is then sent down to the central nervous system on three different frequencies or three different wavelengths. Just briefly to reiterate what frequency means, if you were to take a battery, an ordinary battery, and connect a wire across it, you would have electricity flowing from the negative side of the battery to the positive side of the battery from the right to the left. In other words, if the negative was on the right side. As this electricity flows through the wire, you would have magnetism at right angles. Okay, I guess we have another phone caller coming in, so we'll take another caller here.
Good afternoon, Dr. Bell.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Dr. Bell, I need your help.
What's wrong?
I need you to tell me how to eat properly, how to get those minerals in the body, the proper vitamins. I'd like to know before the end of the hour, if you have time, what supplements you take.
We make our own supplements. I was leading into that, but we make I have the same problems that you do, probably, you know.
I don't trust the food supply today with the chemicals and the mineral-deficient soil.
You can't. Well, not only can you not trust the mineral system today, is that I don't know if you're familiar with the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy that was first brought out to the public in 1981 in the March issue of Executive Intelligence Review out of Washington, D.C. But human genocide is going on at this point in time.
I realize that. You can tell by the cancer rates, but if you could sometime during this, the remainder of the hour, just tell me what you consume and what portion, I'd be very grateful.
Yeah. We create our own vitamin formulas. And we also have our own mineral formulas that we manufacture and sell, which I don't know if the commercials today are covering that or not, but we have a thing called XL Plus, a full vitamin, full spectrum vitamin formula, and it will really help you a lot. And
that's like special order only?
Yeah, you have to call our 800 number, which will be in the commercials.
Fantastic.
One of the things that we do, though, just to tell you real briefly, you know, and I'll go back into my show here, but one of the things you want to do is you want to build your immune system, and I'm going to be covering that in a few minutes. And then once you get your immune system up, we start building up the radiation levels in the body to where we generate our own radiation. Because anytime you're sick or you're getting a nitrite or something, you know, a monosodium glutamate or a preservative or irradiated food, what's happening is the bottom line to the body is you create a free radical. And it's the same thing that happens if you were exposed to nuclear radiation. Your body creates free radicals just in larger quantities. So what you do is you make your body immune to radiation. And I'll be covering that in the show here very well.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. Excellent show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So now going back to calcium. Now, it's going to take a little while. I'm getting a lot of great callers here. This is fun, but it's going to take probably two or three shows to get through the nutritional side of it so that you understand, because I'm going to make every listener out there an energy doctor. And I've done this all over the world to many people. I've even done this to entire societies once you understand how all this works. And I appreciate everybody's enthusiasm, because it's hard to really get somebody that can really explain to you where you can relate to it on a personal level. But anyway, going back to the battery, as soon as I disconnect the battery from the negative to positive side, and if I reverse the polarity of that battery on that wire, what happens is, as soon as I reverse it, the field stops, and now the field goes from the left side to the right side. It still goes negative to positive, but I keep changing the battery poles across the wire. And what happens is, every time this magnetic field gets a polarity reversal, it collapses. And every time, so if I turn this battery back and forth very fast, let's say, in other words, theoretically, I'm reversing the polarity of the battery across the wire, say at 1,000 times per second. Okay, 1,000 times per second, that would be the frequency of 1,000 cycles per second. And if I connected an electrical speaker across that, you would hear that sound. And so this is theoretically what goes on in the brain, and this is why minerals are so important, because they give the brain the consciousness of the ability to change polarity and reverse and collapse this magnetic field. And when you're able to do this coherently, at high great speed, what happens is your consciousness becomes much clearer. And one of the things that our system and society is doing is that the scientists at the higher levels, what I call the secret government level, and which control the FDA, are pretty much asleep to how they're being controlled. They just know they're there. You know, they're great for inspecting meat and for viruses and things like that and bacteria, but when we get into the regulatory thing, we have problems. And so when we start raising our frequency in our brain or lowering it, we become susceptible to things like cancer. We become susceptible to things like radiation. So minerals are very important. Now, calcium is one of the most important minerals and one of the ones greatly jeopardized in our system. Now, you might ask yourselves out there, what happens what does calcium do for me? Why do I need it? If I'm already growing up and my bones are already growing, why do I need so much? Yet, you know, today you need more calcium than any other mineral in your body. The reason is because it makes your heart beat. Calcium produces action in the heart, and that makes your heart beat. So you start have people that start having heart conditions. It's not always cholesterol. It's not always atherosclerosis, circulation. It's oftentimes a lack of calcium. And when these symptoms start to happen, you get cramping. Is the first sign of cramping in the body, things like that. And this inadvertently is going to start affecting your consciousness and start making you closed in, claustrophobic. Now, you may have plenty of calcium in your diet. You might be a person that's on a lot of dairy products. I don't recommend a lot of dairy products. Some people, I don't recommend any to. It depends on where your body is in its evolution. But the thing with calcium is, how do you get it in the body? You have to have some other ingredient to get it in. That's the problem. And the problem is, it takes vitamin D to get calcium into the system. So we need vitamin D. Now, here's the snafu, especially to the gentleman just called. Vitamin D normally comes from sunlight, okay? So we rely on sunlight, but sunlight is now tainted by the ozone layer, so sunlight's coming in high in the ultraviolet rays. We used to get 18 international units of calcium coming into our skin through sunlight. We don't get that anymore, unless you are a special person that's able to handle the radiation of ultraviolet. So what happens is, if you go down to the store, you'll see vitamin A, vitamin D, fortified milk. Vitamin D, fortified milk. You know, vitamin A, fortified milk. But what they're not telling you is this fortification is synthetic. So what happens is you're drinking this milk, and instead of giving you more vitamin A and vitamin D, you're getting a synthetic form, And what happens, boom, as a synthetic form, you're starting to deprive yourself and you're creating yourself a heart condition. This is just one way those sneaky little people out there are able to, you know, make the populace think you're getting all these wonderful things. If you have dairy products, try to get raw milk, things that haven't been processed. So we're going to take a break here in about 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series. Only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise. It's ERA SRD Realty in the heart of Rhode Island for personalized service. From first-time buyers and RIMFAC assistance to complicated foreclosure proceedings, it's ERA SRD Realty for all your real estate needs. In their new location just minutes from Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. Call 737-5511 whether you're buying or selling, because ERA SRD Realty's special programs and guaranteed prime space advertising are second to none. Stephen R. Deutsch and everyone at ERA SRD Realty are there to serve the needs of all of Rhode Island. So call 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty's experience and service. That's 737-5511, and don't forget their new convenient location just off Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. That's ERA SRD Realty. Call 737-5511, that's 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty. A new day is dawning for chiropractic healthcare. Until recently, the success stories of chiropractic were spread through anecdotal evidence and through word of mouth. Now, thanks to mounting research-based evidence, chiropractic is proud to claim, scientifically, what doctors and patients have known all along. Chiropractic works. Chiropractic champions a natural method of healing, advocating a non-surgical, non-invasive, and drugless treatment of patients. Grounded in a view of the individual as an integrated being, the doctor of chiropractic focuses on spinal health as the key to overall health and wellness. Dr. Norbert Levine, director of the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center in Swansea, is proud to celebrate the 100th anniversary of chiropractic health care. Dr. Levine has been in practice over 25 years, helping adults and children regain their health through chiropractic adjustments. Call Dr. Norbert Levine at the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center, 508-379-9897. That's the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center, 508-379-9897.
Okay, that was the end of that one, and we'll start right away on another one. That was pretty quick. That was a fast 30 minutes. So now we'll do another whale show. Yeah, we're W-A-L-E from Rhode Island. Now, let's get this going here.
The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed.
Yeah, this is where we have more fun. So it's Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show.
At 1-800-729-2603.
There we go.
That's 1-800-729-2603.
There's our phone number.
Now, Health, Science, and Energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
Welcome once again to Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And today we're going to talk about and continue on our nutritional conversation so that we can get more into the energy factors of the body. Last week we talked about the trace minerals and the minerals, and we talked a little bit about some of the formulas. One of the formulas that we're involved with is the XL Plus, which you probably have heard it advertised on the station from time to time, which is very important. Today, now we're talking about we're going to go into the vitamins and the B complexes. And as we said earlier, the body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon.
and hydrogen is the most important atom when it comes to the field of nutrition. When you realize that your body is producing 50 million cells per second, the frequency and the vibratory rate of hydrogen atoms is incredibly important, and most people don't understand that on the atomic level is where the thing has to be animated and nurtured and taken care of first, so that therefore the electricity has to flow, the electrical precursing fields have to flow, and then the nutritional energies have to flow. So we're kind of starting from the foundation by talking about nutrition in this series of shows that we're doing each week until we get into a deeper level of the body. One of the big things that we use in our vitamins, which is a color frequency of red, is vitamin A. Vitamin A is incredibly important. We use it in a palmitate form, and we use it in a beta-carotene form. And, of course, there have been vitamin A scares. One of them was because they said there was a bad gelatin capsule that came from Japan. In fact, they did find one capsule that was bad. It had nothing to do with vitamin A scares. You'll find that any time you start taking nutrition and putting different vitamins in your body, that builds your frequency rate of your body up to the point where you either get rid of diseases or become immune to all diseases. The government doesn't seem to like this too much simply because you're interfering with the medical profession. When you interfere with the medical profession, you're interfering with a big hierarchy where the doctor writes a prescription and the drug companies fill it, and that's big business in this country. Matter of fact, the cancer industry alone is larger than the automotive industry, and about 1 out of 4 Americans have something to do with the automotive industry. So vitamin A is incredibly important. The reason we use so much vitamin A, we use about 40,000 international units a day of vitamin A in our formulas, because it builds the immune system up to such a high frequency level. We found that, for example, if you're subjected to the AIDS virus, and your immune system is built up at a high frequency, any kind of disease coming in is always at an electronic level of some sort of frequency, and in the case of AIDS, it would be a lower frequency. So if your body's tuned up and your immune system is tuned up on a very high frequency level, chances are if you're one of these people that came in contact with the AIDS virus, it would probably pass harmlessly through your body and not cause you to come down with the disease or symptoms of the disease. And I can't emphasize enough right now in these times about keeping the immune system totally tuned up, because one of the big fears right now, and it's already started to happen, is the way that AIDS will be transmitted, not from saliva so much, not from contaminated blood so much, but from mosquito bites. And what the medical people are calling mosquitoes is a flying needle. And that's basically, we've already had a few cases of children come down with AIDS, probably because of mosquito bites from one victim to another. As the disease spreads into our society, as it will, and those people that are not taking care of themselves will become susceptible to it, you'll see more and more of the effect of insects in the disease of AIDS. When you take carotene into the body, it's immediately converted into vitamin A in the liver and the intestinal wall. And once it's absorbed, vitamin A is carried through the bloodstream to the cells, with any excess being stored in the liver until you actually need it. We also talked about vitamin D last week, and we said that it's very important to have, we use 400 international units of vitamin D in our formulas because it's very important to assimilate calcium. A lot of people have enough calcium in their bodies, but they're not getting the proper absorption of it because you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. And when this happens, calcium is just passed through the body. Calcium, as you remember from last week, you talked about, is very important for the heartbeat. And if you don't have enough calcium in your body, your heart starts to have different kinds of weaknesses, go up, circulatory problems, start getting cramping in your body. Normally, vitamin D comes from the comes through the sunlight. 18 international units of vitamin D are absorbed in the skin in a normal sunny day, but with the changing of the frequency of the ozone layer and the ultraviolet content of the ozone layer coming up, it becomes necessary now for vitamin D to get it in a nutritional form. That's one of the reasons that we've been using it. Well, another nutrient that we use a lot of is one you might be somewhat familiar with. It's a newer one on the market called octocosanol. Octocosanol is used by athletes because what it does is it pumps large amounts of oxygen up into the muscles. And we use about a little over a microgram of, or a milligram rather, of Oxytocinol, whereas most people use only 90 micrograms or 100 micrograms. They use a full milligram. It's a very expensive item to put in the body, but if you're one of these people out there who can't have to be jump-started in the morning, can't get your energy going, or you start falling asleep at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, oxytocinol is definitely an ingredient that's going to help you an awful lot. And the next area that we look at is the B-complex. And there's been a lot of legislation around the B-complex and a lot of noise from the FDA about it, because when you get into what are called the nitrilicides, B12 through B17, you get into an area when these are put into the body where cancer becomes a thing of the past, and now you're stepping on the toes of a major industry. What happens is, if you are low in the nitrilicides, then you're susceptible to what are called carcinogenic agents. Carcinogenic agents are things like sodium nitrite, MSG, all different types of foreign substances in the air, different types of cars coming through the air from nicotine, especially if you're a non-smoker in the presence of a smoker, these kinds of things. And what cancer basically is the weakness of the first ray, or the first of the red color, so it's a will-to-live disease. And when people start getting susceptible to it, the first thing that happens is you get a runaway situation in the body where estrogen is being manufactured and distributed through the body, which is a female hormone present in both males and females. And this estrogen then triggers a negative cell wall reaction, which creates a positive ion where a negative ion should be present in the cell, which then causes the body to start absorbing protein in the wrong areas, which leads to different kinds of blockages. And so what happens is, when you have the nitrilicides in your body, the nitrilicides keep plenty of free-flowing electrons, negative electrons, moving through the cell walls, and you become, your body will then pass out harmlessly the effects of sodium nitrate and all these different preservatives. We use B15, for example, in one of the B complexes. We use large amounts of that in our vitamins, which is almost impossible to find in most traditional formulas off the shelf. B15 was first isolated by Ernest Krebs Sr. several years ago and taken over to Russia. The Russians were very much into B15 because they found that anyone who had large amounts of B15 in their body was no longer susceptible to heart attacks because of the huge amounts of oxygen. Because heart attacks on one level are the lack of oxygen going through your cells, primarily the brain, and through the arteries. B17 comes from Laetrile. We use it in the form of the Acerola cherry, amongst other things, in herbal form. And B17 keeps the energies up so that when the cell is, for example, if you have a cancerous cell in the body and you subject it to B17, the B17 will attack that cell. Now, if you have a non-cancerous cell in your body, the B17 will just pass harmlessly through. One of the big scares that was came out was, well, there's cyanide in that B17. Well, that's true, but the body will break the cyanide down into sugar in a normal cell that has rhodonase in it. But if a cancer cell is in your body, it doesn't have rhodonase, and that cell will be attacked by that cyanide and destroyed. So it's a healing, cleansing process that the body goes through. We also use large amounts of vitamin E and lecithin, and these are very important in formulations for several reasons. Number one, E is an antioxidant. And most people that are breathing carbon monoxide, which is every day, are very low in vitamin E. And as a result of that, other hormones in the chain, other proteins in the chain, aren't going to be absorbed, and you're going to be lacking consciousness when you get down to the hormone level, coming from the nutritional level of the body. So it becomes very important to have large amounts of vitamin E in there. We use also PC lecithin with the vitamin E. And the reason we use the two together is because with PC lecithin, the absorption rate goes up hundreds of times of vitamin E, whereas if you just had vitamin E by itself. And then we amplify this even further by using selenium. When you use selenium with vitamin E, it amplifies the formula another 100 times. And when you start combining these different enzymes and coenzymes and nutrients together in formulations, what you end up with is what's called synergistic formulation, which is probably one of the more advanced types of formulations that's coming this world right now, and people are becoming aware of it. Just going down to the store and buying some off-the-counter nutritional program or some vitamin bottle assortment oftentimes doesn't do you any good, and sometimes does you harm, because a lot of these vitamins even have synthetic vitamins in them. And as I said earlier in my previous show, if you were to put a synthetic vitamin into your body, it doesn't have an aura field when photographed by Sherlian photography or measured by different energy, you know, sources through radionics measurements. What happens is when you put something like that in your body, it steals from your body what's already present. So you end up becoming deficient in these different types of things. Last week and the week before, we talked about this being used by the food industry to help take away Americans' health. And one of these things that's big time is to promote heart risks. And heart risks, of course, will come when you start taking vitamin D and vitamin A out of your body. And this is done by assimilating the milk that you buy, which says vitamin A and D added, because these are synthetic vitamins that are added. So as a result, when they have these synthetic vitamins in them, and you drink this milk, what happens is it steals the nutrition from your body and causes problems. That's why a lot of people are becoming allergic to milk now that heretofore were not. Also, in the D complex, we use two types of niacin. We use niacin as a niacin form, and niacinamide as another form. Niacin is a very important nutrient in the body, because if you remember our chain that we talked about a couple weeks ago, the body is 5% minerals. The minerals then come through the enzyme process, the hydrogen atom. The enzymes then bring in the vitamins. And so as a result of having niacin, niacin is also called nicotinic acid. And a lot of times people start smoking. And if you're one of these smokers and you want to stop smoking, then what you want to do is start taking larger amounts of niacin so that the body will start getting nicotinic acid from the niacin rather than the nicotine. Because if you chemically look at the chemical composition of nicotine, you'll find that nicotine will be absorbed by your body and will produce an effect. I have a caller on the line, so we'll take that caller now. Hello? Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Dr. Bell, have you done any work with the bee pollen granules, propolis, raw honey, and the kombucha tea?
Well, I've worked with bee pollen and propolis. Bee pollen, the propolis part of it is used as a salve on the outside of the body. I don't recommend you put it inside your body. What happens is when the bee comes into the into the hive, it goes through a dance, and it's going through this dance, it sheds the propolis off, and then carries the nectar on in, and it does another, you know, and puts it into the comb. It deposits on the comb. Now, bee pollen itself, I used to use that in my formulas years ago, but we stopped using it. We use it as a source of energy, but we stopped using it because a lot of people are allergic to it. And when we do formulas, we don't want people to have any allergic reactions. And what we found is that bee pollen is so concentrated as a protein source that it upsets people's digestive tract because they have a tendency to take too much of it. And then it causes a hypoglycemic reaction in a lot of people. So I recommend it once in a while, but not on a regular basis. And I always recommend using honey rather than sugar to sweeten things with. I've always done that. The royal jelly, which is another area of the bee, which is fed to the queen, it's almost like a sacrament. And later on, hopefully when I get into this program further, we'll talk about nature kingdom and the bee kingdom, and there's a lot of interesting things that I can bring out about that. But
how about the kombucha tea?
Never worked with that one. What is it? Is it an herb or what?
It's a fungus that supposedly some people up in Russia have been using for years that you take 3 quarts of water,
yeah.
You boil in a cup of sugar, and then after it, and some black tea. You put 5 black tea bags in there, and then let it cool to room temperature.
Right.
And then you put in this fungus that's similar to the size of a pancake, mm-hmm. small pancake. And then in 14 days, in darkness, it replicates itself. And supposedly it creates a lot of B vitamins as well as antibiotics inside the fluid, and it's drunk as a tea. And these people up in Russia are notorious heavy drinkers and smokers, and they seem to have a lifespan in the 110-120 range.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's sweeping the country right now, this new thing.
It's just coming in now?
Yes. You'll be hearing more about it, I'm sure, in the near future.
Yeah, I'll be back in New York next week. Actually, this weekend coming up, we're doing the New Life Expo at the Roosevelt Hotel. I'll be speaking there. And I'm sure that somebody will have some of it there, and I'll check into it, because we'll have a lot of new health innovations at that show. We always do. We do it once a year. So I'll check it out. You know?
Are you slating any future programs exclusively for the UFO phenomena? Yeah, we will further as we get into it. But what we're trying to do now is to get people into understanding their bodies on a frequency level because, you know, as you know, I've been a contactee for a number of years. Yeah, and, okay, and also, we have to build up. It's very important when we get into the subject of divine intervention to understand that the function of the earth and the function of the person so that you can actually understand and maybe even make contact with these extraterrestrials. So we're leading up to that, but it's just to talk about it, it's just too heady.
May I recommend a book for you?
I'll tell you what, we'll talk in a minute. We got to take a break, okay? So we'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series. Only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise.
We're talking to you, Barrington. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science Energy Show. Yeah, we like to talk about UFO phenomenon, and I have a lot to say about that because it's not phenomenon to us out here. It's something that's been going in my life for over 20 some odd years. But I find that talking about where they're from and who they are without people being able to relate to it doesn't really serve a purpose.
And so that's why I don't just jump into that stuff, because there's a million people around that do. And we like to present it from the science, because one of the big messages of the ETs is for people to start waking up, understand their political system, understand how their secret government and their cover-ups work, understand what the earth changes are all about, understand about the weather changes. These are the kinds of things that we're leading into here with the show, but it takes time, and most people that I find are deficient in something so that they wouldn't understand the words anyway, where they just kind of like pass through their...
That's right. They have to get their vibrational energies up.
Exactly.
And open their mind.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what we're, you know, it's amazing how many people are nutritionally just not there, and they're taking junk vitamins. They don't eat properly, and so it's important to go through all this to get those statements made, and then people can get copies of the tapes or whatever from the shows if they really want to get educated. More into the energy field stuff. The nuclear receptor is another area that I want to start hammering into pretty soon, too, which I talked about a little bit last week. I don't know, were you listening to the show last week?
Oh, every week. I find this to be the best show I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I've been taping and sharing with all the people.
Yeah. And have you gotten yourself a nuclear receptor yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you should call up the office
I called up 2 weeks ago. I still haven't received my package of information.
Oh, okay, because we've been running a little bit behind on that. And by the way, those of you that call on that 800 number is busy, then you can call on our 714 number, which is 714-499-2603. A lot of times that 800 number gets a little busy. We don't have it set up where you can take too many calls at once.
It's tough to get open-minded and psychically in tune when there's so much subliminal and outright stealing of the consciousness through the media and the doctors and educational system.
Well, I know. I spent 15 years at the National Health Federation, and we were the ones that legislated the health choices and freedoms in this country. In our vitamins, the ones I'm talking about now, are still sold by prescription only in Germany. They're so strong. But, you know, it's too bad that and they're trying to take away our vitamin freedoms here, because we've got all this ELF stuff going on and all this, the whole purpose of the grays right now is to attack the food chain and the water chain, which they're doing. And also, we're having a big problem with people understanding how this attack works. You know, like what we were talking about last week, the synthesis of AIDS at Langley, you know, Virginia there, when they came up with the AIDS virus, and now we're getting into the Ebola, E. coli stuff, which is another form of very powerful bacterial infections that they're starting to spread out on this world. We had a case of it last fall here in Long Beach when they released them onto a ship, and all 400 people came down with the disease within about 8 hours. I mean, there wasn't one person on that ship that didn't get it. And that wasn't something that just came through the food. It was something that was introduced down here in Long Beach.
Dr. Bell, in all the books I've read, there's only one UFO book that I would feel capable of recommending to you, and it's called UFOs and the Nature of Reality. It's a $10 book, soft cover.
Yeah, it sounds like a good title.
And it's by Judy Pope Cotien, K-O-T-E-E-N.
Right.
And I'm reading it for the third time.
Oh, yeah, I relate to it pretty well.
It is so profound that I'm looking forward to when you discuss the phenomena, because I'm sure I'll have a lot to share with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, anyway, I'll get back to the nutritional side here. When we get into the B complex and we start getting into this synergistic formulation, we also get into the thing called PC lecithin, which we use. Now, in your brain, you have these synapses, and these synapses fire off electrical signals. The intelligence of the electricity comes from the trace minerals primarily. And these signals are sent down through 72,000 wires in your spinal cord. And when these electrical impulses go down through your spinal cord, you have several different choices. One, you can make this electrical phenomenon flow through your body quite effortlessly and have tremendous amounts of energy. Or you can do everything you can to stop this flow, which most people do through poor diet, exercise, and health habits, and be a person that's barely brain conscious, poor memory, no energy at all. And these are areas that are very important to address. First of all, the wiring in the body is made up of sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. So you need large amounts of sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. In the PC lecithin that we use, which is extracted from the coconut, the phosphorus, the P stands for phosphorylated choline. So in other words, we're adding phosphorus in the lecithin form, which then ensures that there's plenty of electrical potential in the nerve. Now, when you have a wire or electrical wire in the body, you don't want one wire to short-circuit into another one. In other words, if you have two wires in a plug and you're plugging in an alarm clock or a radio into the wall, and the wiring is frayed, the insulation is frayed on that wiring, on that plug cord, when you plug it into the wall, you're going to get a bunch of sparks and blow a fuse. The same thing happens in your body. When you start start using your body to some kind of potential, and the myelin sheath is weak, or the insulation between the nerve junctions is weak, you start getting crosstalk, or it sounds like tinnitus or ringing of the ears. Ringing of the ears is one of the symptoms of low lecithin content in the body, and also a low amount of B12. Second thing that most people are not aware of is that the nerves, unlike wiring in the wall, the nerves have little amplifiers going down their perimeters, and these are called nodes of Vernier. And in most humans, in most of humanity, these nodes of Vernier are kind of like subconsciously being operated. They're not being operated properly. And the way I would describe the node of Vernier is if you had a power generator, like you say Hoover Dam, and you had a city 1,000 miles away, and you had one set of wires going all the way to the city from the dam, you'd have a lot of losses through the line. But if you had a series of amplifying stations along these different lines, 1,000 miles of lines, a good amount of the current and electricity that originated at the dam would arrive at the city. Same thing goes true with the body. If you have large amounts of electricity potential in your brain, you have to be able to distribute it through your body. One of the big things that I learned from the Pleiadians was how to tune up these nodes of Vernier. In other words, bring them into phase. And when you start phasing your body through different techniques that they teach us, which is why we talk about the electrical precursing science, which precedes electricity and nutrition. When we start talking about that, what happens is we begin to understand that there are some electrical phenomena in the body that has to be mated to the nutritional phenomena. And we'll talk about that right after break.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridon. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the super receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Do you ever get up in the morning feeling great, only to be angry a half hour later? Whether it's your spouse, your children, or your boss, you can stop the stress before it starts. Tune in on Mondays from 7 until 8 a.m. for Being Your Personal Best. Listen as experts help you use a brand new technology. It feels as refreshing as a cool drink on a hot day. Don't miss Being Your Personal Best with Dr. Tom and Linda Blue Carlson every Monday morning at 7 on WALE Renegade Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Freitas of JKL Engineering. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays on WALE for the JKL Engineering Show. We'll talk about carrier high-efficiency gas heating and air conditioning systems. We'll also discuss local issues. And you can even win a gift certificate to a New Shallows restaurant. So join me 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday, you know, the day after Wednesday, for the JKL Engineering Show. Right here on 990 AM WALE, all talk, all the time.
We're talking to you, Central Falls. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Well, that was quick. We'll see you next Thursday, bright and early, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific on Ustream and bbsradio.com.